Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the On My Mind podcast. If you're new here, thanks for stopping by. Life update. I think I'm like self-diagnosing, but I'm pretty sure I'm concussed as I'm recording this. To make a long story short, I get very scared very easily in my house. I get very spooked, even like during the daytime, specifically in the long hallways that I have. So the house is kind of like a U-shaped. It's like a horseshoe shape. And so there's really long hallways where like the U part is. And so long hallways always equals scary vibes, especially at night. Don't even get me started because I will get so frightened. Anyway, Micah has this thing going on with me where he likes to kind of, you know, hide in a doorway in the hall and like scare me a little bit, which is fine because I usually know that it's coming. Sometimes he'll be like, oh, I'm going to the garage. And I'm like, okay, I'll be right there. I don't hear the garage door open. And so I know he's about to scare me. So usually I'm prepared for it. And when you're prepared for someone about to scare you, it's not scary. However, I come out of the bathroom yesterday and I thought I heard him on the other side of the house, so I wasn't even thinking to prepare myself. I wasn't thinking, Ava, you need to brace yourself. And sure enough, I'm walking down the hallway and out shoots a hand. Man doesn't even like say boo, man doesn't even like jump out and like scream or try to do anything aggressive. And I feel so bad because I know he wasn't trying to scare me, but he puts out a hand from the door. I slip. I catch air. My feet go up. I land on my elbow first. It is so sore. I have a giant bruise. And then I hit the back of my head. See stars. Start crying. Ask him, why would you do this to me? Like literally on the floor crying. And this poor man, I feel bad because this probably sounds a lot worse than it is. But like I know he didn't have any ill intent. But the reason that I slipped the way I did was because I have this long carpet running the length of the hallway. And I don't have anything under it. So there's no like... usually you put something to keep the rug down. So I've had this recurring issue of the rug sliding around. I constantly tell people this side of the house isn't used that much by like people that come over. So I'm not too worried about it. But I always tell people who do come on the side of the house, I'm like, watch out. The carpet's kind of slippery because it's not like held down by anything. There's no rug mat or whatever it's called or like sticky things on the corners. So this has been something that I knew I needed to fix, but I didn't until now because the rug essentially slipped out from under me. So I don't think I would have actually fallen if it weren't for this slippery rug, but I ended up literally cracking a bracelet open, which is crazy. And yeah, I started getting really like sensitive to light and I got a headache and you know, the whole nine. I don't know if you've ever had a concussion before, but you kind of just, especially it's like mild. I know it's mild. That's why I'm self-diagnosing. I'm not going to a doctor because I know I'm fine because I've had concussions before. And it's always been from really embarrassing reasons. The last concussion that I got was a few years ago and I got it from bumper cars, from someone aggressively bumper carring me too hard, which like isn't the cool like, oh, I was playing a sport and I got hit in the head. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like, oh, I was rock climbing or I was skydiving. Like, no, I was literally at the state fair and bumper cars gave me a concussion. That one was a lot worse though because I remember just feeling way more out of it. But yeah, so I'm recovering from my head injury. Micah felt so bad. He truly feels so bad. I keep joking with him that I'm gonna like press charges, but I just feel so bad because he feels bad and I know that he didn't obviously intend for that to happen. I mean, he literally just stuck out his hand, but I thought I heard him on the other side of the house. So I truly thought that there was an intruder, which also scares me because I'm like, okay, God forbid, if the time ever came, first of all, the alarms would go off, the security would go off. So like, I'd know, but if there was an intruder in the house, the fact that that is how I would react scares me. So I'm like, you know what? This is a sign. One, secure the rug down because I don't want Granny to go flying one day. And two, I need to maybe just prepare myself a little bit for if something were to ever happen, which again, I feel very safe here. So I don't know why I even thought that could happen, because I would definitely know with all the freaking like alarms and security that I have with this place. But yeah, that is my head injury story that no one asked for. So I apologize if I maybe get a little off topic in this episode. I mean, I usually do, so that's not really surprising, but yeah, I'm feeling a little bit out of it, but had to show up for the On My Mind podcast listeners for you. So if you're tuning in, just know that we're pushing through a concussion to record this episode. I feel like I probably shouldn't have done this, but last night, you're not supposed to really like focus on anything or use your brain, specifically like watch anything on a screen. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna read, which I probably shouldn't have done because it was a little straining. However, I had like two more chapters to go of Iron Flame, which is the second book in the Fourth Wing series. The third one comes out in January, thank God, because I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself for the next few months while I wait for that. I finished that book. I've been dying to finish it. Micah was home for his days off, and last night he left. I go, he finally left, which I was actually excited about, because I don't like to get too into reading when he's here, just because I need quiet, I need peace, I need to set a very specific vibe, especially for this book, because I was just so excited to read the end. I was like, I don't want to have like my boyfriend laying next to me, hearing him scroll on TikTok, that's going to kill the vibe. So I waited till he was gone, lit a candle, and I prepared myself. I was like, I just know the way this author writes, the way these books have gone, the ending is about to be crazy. Guys, if you have read Iron Flame, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I would have never seen this coming. If you haven't read these books, definitely pick it up. I feel like it is the perfect read. Well, there's two books. It's the perfect reads for fall. So if you haven't read it, you can read both books and then probably finish in time for the third book release in January. I'm so excited. I feel like fantasy is the perfect genre to read in fall. And speaking of fall, I feel like I'm feeling the vibes. I've been lighting fall candles, been doing that whole thing. We had a bit of a hurricane. Oahu didn't really catch much of it. I know the other islands really suffered a little bit from what I've seen on TikTok. They got hit a bit more, but yeah, it was really just windy and rainy and a little bit cooler here, but the vibes were good. Like, it was dark and gloomy all day. And so, yeah, I'm in the fall mood. Today it is 90 degrees, which is to be expected. I went camping last weekend, which was so fun. Spent all of my time at the beach and the water. I feel like that's been me this entire summer, just like trying to get out in nature. And I love that. It's my favorite thing. But I'm not always so fond of the toll it takes on my hair. After sun, sand, salt water, my hair can just end up feeling dry and brittle. Sometimes I feel like, especially in this time of year, it's like my hair doesn't get a break, even when I do. The fact is, even if we're not aware of environmental changes in our day-to-day, our hair definitely is. So that's why I recommend Prose. They basically make beauty personal with custom formulas that couldn't exist without you. So each and every bottle is crafted just for you, starting with a personalized consultation that takes into account everything from your beauty goals to your local climate and water quality. With millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely yours. Prose uses natural, proven, effective ingredients, selecting from over 185 clean options to address your specific needs. And it's not just about custom hair care. They also offer personalized skincare to help you look and feel your best. So whatever you need, Prose has it. Ever since using Prose, I've noticed such a major improvement in my hair, specifically the thickness and volume of it. I'm honestly amazed at how just like healthy it feels, despite constant sun, salt water, and heat exposure. And I really think that Prose has helped so much in keeping my hair in top condition. I'm not the only one who feels this way. Prose is backed by more than 500,000 five-star product reviews and a clinical study that proves personalization works better. With the Prose promise, if you don't love your first order, it's on Prose. So there's never been a better time to switch to custom. Prose is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering my listeners an exclusive trial offer, 50% off, 50, your first hair care subscription order at prose.com/mind. That's prose.com/mind for your free consultation and 50% off your custom routine. prose.com/mind. Definitely check it out. Safe to say, I'm very excited for fall as much as I love summer. I do love the cozy vibes of fall, and I really do have to do the most to get into the fall mood because I don't experience seasons where I live, which will always just break my heart a little bit. And I do love to travel and see other seasons elsewhere. And obviously, like, the grass might be a little greener on the other side. I love where I live. I love Hawaii. I would not want to live anywhere else. But, oh, like, I want to experience that. Like, waking up on a crisp morning, you light your candle, you're still in your cozy pajamas because it's a little bit brisk outside. Like, that, the leaves are changing. Stop. I'm so jealous. I love where I live, but I'm so jealous. Like, just know, if you experience that, I am indeed jealous. Like, in a small town, stop. I've been reading too many books. What I did do yesterday, this was before the concussion happened, to ring in the fall mood because it just felt so cozy with all the weather that was going on. I watched Twilight for the first time with Micah. Not my first time. No. This is probably like my, I'm in 20s. I've reached that point. He has never watched Twilight. And this is something that we have talked about the last 2 years of dating. And I've put it off for so long because I told him the vibes need to be so right. I'm not going to have you watch Twilight on a summery hot day. No, we're going to wait for a rainy day. We're going to wait till we have no priorities, nothing to do, nothing on the to-do list. The phones are going on do not disturb. We're sitting down and watching Twilight. And he has always been super game for it, which I appreciate because I feel like some guys would be like, I don't want to watch Twilight. He was down for it. And I'm like, look, I gave him very specific rules. I'm like, this is a sort of situation where it's like, this is my sibling. I can make fun of them, but you can't. You know what I mean? Is Twilight, especially the first movie, a little bit cringy? Yes. Does the blue tint maybe not feel nostalgic for people who've never watched it? And they're probably like, why does the coloring look like this? Yes. For me, I see that blue tint on the Twilight and I'm like, I'm home. So that being said, he did watch Twilight for the first time, which I feel like when you're experiencing someone else's first time of watching something with them, it kind of, I don't know, it's a nice feeling because I've watched it so many times and I usually watch it alone, but it made me more present knowing that someone else was watching it for the first time. Let's just say he isn't a twihard, but we are going to watch the entire series and I just know he's going to get hooked. I was like, I know this is probably, honestly, I think maybe the first Twilight movie is like my least favorite story. New Moon, I don't know. I feel like I love Eclipse and like Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2. Those movies are so, so good. But yeah, I told him, just wait. We're going to watch the series. And he's super down too, which I appreciate. But like I said, the vibes have to be right. So the next rainy day when we don't have much to do, we'll probably be watching New Moon. He literally goes, how are there Team Jacob and Edward? Like, Jacob wasn't even in this movie. When does he, like, is his hair always long? And I was like, oh, honey, just wait till New Moon comes. And he's standing shirtless in the rain with his hair cut. You're done. You're going to be done. You're going to be done because I was at 13. I was like, oh, safe to say it's been a bit of an eventful past few days. I can't believe September's coming up. I feel like that is the official, like, okay, summer's over. Even though I know technically it's not in my book, I'm like, September, let's bring the cozy vibes. I'm so excited for it. I have quite a bit of construction going on at the house right now. If you've been keeping up with my YouTube vlogs, you know that we're having a rock wall built, which has been so exciting to see, basically because I bought a house in a new development. The houses don't come with like fences. And so there's not as much privacy between neighbors, which has been fine. It hasn't been an issue, but obviously that's something I would definitely like to have. And just for like security and stuff and having a pet one day, just having like an enclosed yard. So the rock wall's actually being built as I speak. There are like 7 men out there just doing their thing. It's this Tongan family that lives here. They've been doing it for years. They even did my parents' rock wall, which if you've been watching my vlogs since I lived at my parents' house, you know, the iconic backyard rock wall. It's literally the same family that built theirs, which is so, so cool. And it's truly just art. Like, they literally do Tetris with these rocks and they're building. It's like honestly an art piece. So that's going on right now. It has been so messy, so dirty. Our yard is like a full construction zone right now. So that hasn't been the most prime, but I know that it'll obviously be worth it. I'm excited to get started on like backyard projects just because I feel like I've put so much effort into interior decorating and painting walls, making it cozy in here, but we haven't really done too much with the outdoors, which is one of the main reasons why I bought the house that I did, because the view is beautiful. The outdoor space just has so much potential. So we're finally getting started on that, which is super fun. But yeah, lots of construction going on here, which has kind of like disturbed my everyday life and filming with noise and whatever, but it's fine. Honestly, it's temporary and I'm so, so excited to bring you guys along so you can see the transformation of my backyard. I have so many ideas and plans and yeah, to kind of just get that going, get that settled, and then it'll really truly feel like a finished home. I'm hoping by the end of the year, will have made some really good progress to the point where I'm like, okay, the biggest stuff is done. We've made it past the heap. I feel like my mission inside right now is still decorating. I feel like I have all the furniture pieces that I want, but some of the walls are still a little bit bare. So just putting up shelves and finding certain pieces of art that I really want to incorporate, even just like the hallways, the walls are really bare. So I'm looking into all of that. I feel like that stuff, I like to take my time though, because I don't just want to pick the first thing I see at TJ Maxx and slap it on the wall. I want it to feel very intentional and purposeful and personal. So I'm kind of just letting things find me instead of like actively trying to find them. I found a few cool pieces, which I'm really excited to put up. But yeah, you'll see those in the vlogs. If you haven't been keeping up with my moving vlogs or just my vlogs in general, I definitely recommend checking it out. I've been uploading every single Sunday. I haven't missed a week this year except for one, I think. Not to say that I won't in the future, but yeah, I've been very consistent with the YouTube vlogs. So if you're looking to get into YouTube, you're looking for a new YouTuber to watch, check it out, leave a comment, say you're from the podcast. If I see it, I'll like it, respond, because that is always so crazy to me that some people found me from the podcast and don't like know what I look like. And that's super cool to me because this is kind of my smallest platform, I would say. So it's cool when people just find me from this and not my other social media. But yeah, if you want to check it out, go ahead. If not, I totally get it. Not everyone's a YouTube girly like me. Personally, I could watch vlogs all day long and like literally live in someone else's life. Kind of dangerous, but it's okay. I just love, like, I love watching other people's lives. I love watching what other people do in a day. But I also feel like that's just because I was truly raised on YouTube. 12 years old, constantly watching YouTube, that whole era. If you relate, you relate. If you don't, it's probably for the better because it makes my screen time so bad, but that's okay. Today, I just wanted to chat with the girlies. I wanted to have like a girl chat. I don't know, the kind of vibe where like you're talking to your sister, your best friend, that kind of like we're on the phone just talking our shit, maybe getting a little too TMI. So if that doesn't sound good to you, this is probably not the episode to listen to. I don't know how TMI we're about to get here. I asked on the podcast Instagram, doing an episode for the girls, ask anything. I haven't looked through anything yet, so we'll see. But honestly, I just want this to be a really open conversation. No judgment from me. So if you listen to this with a judging heart, exit, please. Because yeah, this is just going to be a little safe space. And I want anyone to be able to just like listen to this and feel like they're not alone, or, you know, that sort of vibe. Safe space, girl chat. So I thought I'd answer these questions. Let's get into it. The first one that I see, thoughts on young marriage. And again, no judgment here. That being said, I really don't care what anyone else chooses to do. If they get married young, do I notice it more? Absolutely. Like when I see people online getting married at 18 or 19, I'm like, wow, that is really young. Even 20, I feel like, is so young. And I only feel like that's super young because I'm older than that, because I remember being that age and feeling like I knew everything, feeling super mature. But obviously in hindsight, you're going to feel differently. So I do feel like that's young. Like for me personally, I wouldn't get married that young. But then again, I would get married around, like, I wouldn't mind getting married around like 26, 27, which to some people might also be young. I just think it depends on the environment you grew up in. And I think that just plays the biggest role, because I feel like for me, where I grew up, Hawaii, people usually have kids here before they even get married, if they do even get married. And that's just very common here. So it's not even like shocking when my friends are like getting pregnant and they're not married. That's just a very common thing here. But then there's like, let's say, the New York City culture, where people are very much so getting after it in terms of growing their careers, and they don't even think about marriage or kids until their 30s, their mid-30s. I just really think environment plays a really big role in that. But to get back to the question, thoughts on young marriage? Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care. Sure, I'll like talk about it in like my inner circles, maybe, if I see someone getting married quote unquote young. But that's also like subjective to what I think is young, not even in like a shit talking way, but like, oh my gosh, like they're so young, they're getting married, like, wow. Yeah, I just think every culture is different. I feel like for example Utah people that I follow on TikTok get married get married very young, and that's normal for them, whereas it might not be normal in other places. So I feel like where we grew up plays a very big role on how we perceive young marriage. But yeah, I personally like don't care. Do I clock it? Yes. But also like that's just an observation. It's not even judgment. It's more so just like noticing like, oh yeah, they're young. They're getting married. Like, look at this. This is crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's not for me personally, but like I said, me saying I would get married at like 26, maybe that's young to someone or old. I don't know. At the end of the day, it's a very individual decision. Some people, maybe they just feel ready for it at a younger age, or maybe that's just what's common around them. So it's not even like weird or anything. I feel like this is the sort of thing that's very weird to me when people judge, because I understand maybe it's just not common to you or to someone. And so they're placing all these judgments and opinions like you need to wait, your frontal lobe hasn't even developed. But at the end of the day, this is a sort of decision that literally has no effect on anyone else but the couple. So unless you're like closely tied to the couple that's getting married young, I feel like outsiders' opinions just are really unnecessary, especially when they're negative, because it's like, what effect does this have on you? I don't know. That's just my opinion. Personally, again, if I were to get married, oh my God, no, absolutely not. Honestly, that wasn't even on my mind when I was that age. Truly, before I even met Micah, I straight up never thought I was gonna get married and I didn't want to. So yeah, I don't know. That's just not my thing, but that is some people's thing and that's okay. Thoughts on birth control. This could probably be a whole episode because there's so much that goes into this. There's obviously so many different kinds of birth control. There's also the question of like, is it right for me? And it's so hard to say my thoughts on this because I've had my own experience, but that doesn't mean that like someone else will have that exact experience. So even when I talk to my friends about, oh, what are you using for birth control? Oh, what do you think about the IUD? I have friends who have that. I have friends who are on the pill. I have friends who have the implant in their arm. I always take what they say with a grain of salt because everybody is so individual, and something that works for someone else doesn't mean that you're going to have the same experience, whether it's good or bad. And I don't know, I think birth control is the type of thing where you really have to find what works for you, if it does work at all. I was on birth control for a few years. I think starting when I was like 17, I was on it for quite a few years. And then I made the decision to come off. It was the best decision I made at the time. And I felt so much like mental clarity. And I also felt like it was making me crazy. But maybe that's just because I didn't really try out different birth controls. I kind of just went with the first one that was recommended to me, which looking back, I don't know, I wish I had tried a few different ones to see what had worked best with my body. But when I came off, I felt really, really good. I honestly didn't have like withdrawals. I didn't really have like a crazy come down from it, even though I had been on it for so long. And then I stayed off of it for a while, which honestly, in an ideal world, like, do I love being on birth control? No, like absolutely not. But to me, the benefits right now outweigh, like, you know what I mean? It's just, you really have to pick and choose. And it's so hard because you guys know this, I'm kind of going through this like wellness journey and I'm learning so much more about how the body works and hormones. And I don't love putting foreign hormones in my body. But that's the thing, like birth control, people have so many different experiences with it. So I would never recommend something to someone else because I'm not a doctor, obviously. And I just feel like everyone's experience is so individual. Do I always think it's the answer? No. But there's also like instances where it has really helped girls with things they might experience, like PCOS, I think. I've heard girls go on it because it really helps with that. And I mean, I initially, when I got on it when I was a teenager, my acne was really flaring up. So I was hoping to calm that down. And I also was having horrendous period symptoms. So that was the biggest things for me. And that definitely helped that. But also, like I said, it's like, I don't love having hormones in my body. I don't want to be on this for years. It's something that I constantly struggle with because, I don't know, it almost seems like counterintuitive because, for example, one of the reasons I don't like to drink, I don't vape, I just, well, sometimes I drink alcohol, okay? But like, I don't want like mysterious things in my body that I don't know what they're doing to me. You know what I mean? But then here I am on birth control. So it's a very nuanced thing. And it's something that I battle with because I'm like, honestly, at this point in my life right now, I'm going to stay on it until like I want kids one day, just because that makes the most sense for me right now. But also that being said, the experience that I had near the ending of the first time I did birth control when I was a teenager, if that ever happened again, I would definitely come off of what I'm on now. I'm doing a different one than I did the first time around, and try to find something that works better for me, because I do think that your body reacts differently to different brands of the pill, different types of like birth control. And there's so many options out there. So it's just such a big conversation to have, because obviously it's not the only option, depending on what you want. If you were thinking of going on birth control to help your skin issues a little bit, there could be other ways to go about that than getting on the pill, or even just as a method of pregnancy prevention. Obviously, there's other ways to go about that. But at the end of the day, that being said, you have to do what works for you, not what works for your friends, not what works for other people in your life, not what works for me. It's such an individual thing, and everyone has so many different experiences. I have friends who love their birth control. I have friends who absolutely hate it, but still stay on it. You know what I mean? It's just that kind of thing where you're like, ugh. Sometimes there is no perfect option, but yeah, I don't know. My thoughts on it, I guess, is that it's a great tool if you do want to use it. But at the end of the day, I'm also like, frick, like, what is this doing to my body long-term? It's this battle. It's this conversation I have in my head quite a lot. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. How do you keep it clean downstairs? Shaving is a real struggle. Honestly, I think that shaving doesn't really have much to do with like being clean. I feel like I went through a phase where I was like, if I am shaved, then I feel clean. And then if like the hair grew out, I felt not clean. But I don't know. Now that I'm a bit older, I'm like, I don't really give a fuck. I don't really care. Obviously what hair you shave on your body is a very personal thing. It's like personal choice. And just because someone does have hair doesn't mean that you're like dirty, but I understand like the sensation of wanting to feel clean. You don't necessarily, yeah, have to shave to feel clean, but honestly, the biggest thing that has helped me feel the best down south, staying hydrated and eating well. I notice a big difference in like smell, when I'm hydrated and when I'm eating like whole healthier foods. That makes a really, really big difference. Also, just like, I wear a lot of breathable underwear, and a lot of that happens to be granny underwear, and I will unapologetically wear granny underwear, like not a thong all the time, because it's comfortable. Like, do I want to have something up my ass 24/7? No. I have friends who do, and I'm like, what do you mean you're sleeping in a thong? You have a string up your ass the entire night. What do you mean? Nighttime is when I finally just like release, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I either am going underwearless, to be completely honest, that feels freaking amazing, or I'm wearing like really loose, soft boxers or granny underwear. I love granny underwear. I will stand on that hill till I die. I will say, with age, I've realized that summer's eve is not healthy for that area. Talk to like my OBGYN. My gynecologist. I don't know if that's an OBGYN. Am I stupid? Maybe that's just a guy. No. Yeah, not an OBGYN. Just my gynecologist, about like vaginal products. And so many of them are marketed as like, they'll make you smell fresh. Those are so bad for your pH levels. Honestly, the best thing that I like to do to like maintain healthy pH, you can obviously, like everyone knows, eat pineapple. I'm personally low-key allergic to pineapple, so that's not something I do. But I'm not gonna lie, I've been using Lemmy Purr. What's her name? Is it Courtney? Courtney Kardashian, her wellness Lemmy line. She has so many different like products. I had just heard one too many good things about it on TikTok of the Lemmy Purr like gummies or pills. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try it. Let's see. Turns out it works. Turns out it is indeed a slay. So I have been taking that, but that's not something I always used to do, but it's just kind of a nice little addition. But yeah, I would say taking care of yourself from the inside out really helps you feel clean in that area. Personally, I also just like, I change underwear frequently. Like, I can't wear one from the start to my day through that same night. Like, if I'm going to shower, I'm going to put on a new pair of underwear. I don't know. I don't know if that necessarily answers your question, but yeah, I love to feel fresh. I love to feel clean. So those are some of the things that I like to do. How was your overall experience with laser? So I had my first experience with laser hair removal years ago. I was very insecure about my arm hair for the longest time growing up. And it's funny because it's not something I ever notice on other people, but for me, it's just something that I wanted to do. And so I did, and I was very excited to did that. And then recently in the last 2 years, I've basically lasered my entire body from the neck down. So happy trail. I've done like the bikini area, did my legs, did my armpits. Truly, it was so life-changing. I feel like I have so much time left back in my life because the guys will just never understand unless they also shave their legs. But like shaving my legs took so long. That took so much time off my life that I now have back because I really only shave like once a week. Because it does grow back a little bit, but it's so light, it's so thin. I am a very hairy girl, and so laser truly changed my life. And for me, it was worth the momentary quote-unquote pain, which pain is relative because it really varies for everyone depending on your tolerance and your hair follicles and whatever, how the laser works for you. But I had such a good experience for it, and it was completely worth the money. It was worth sometimes being a little uncomfortable because even the moments where it was a little uncomfortable, it burned a little bit. It is so fleeting. Like it is never, unless someone does it very wrong, you don't follow our protocol. It was never a lasting feeling. Like it was, oh, that burns a little bit. Okay, the laser stopped. Now the pain's gone. So it's something that I found I could very well just power through. And yeah, that was the best investment to get time back in my life. Honestly, it just has made my life easier. Which sounds so silly, like what do you mean laser hair removal? But like even just worrying about, oh my gosh, I'm in a bikini all the time, like I have to shave my bikini, I would constantly be plucking it because I didn't like the look of shaving, like razor burn, so I would constantly pluck it and then I would get ingrown hairs. And even just like my armpits, randomly, that is one of my favorite compliments to get when people are like, how are your armpits so hairless and clean? I'm like, girl, I suffered under that laser for a few sessions because the armpits were the spiciest for me. Surprisingly, not like the vaginal area, like doing my bikini and stuff, or even yeah, but that was the most uncomfortable, was the armpits, because it's just so sensitive over there. That was so worth it. I shave maybe like once every 2 weeks. Probably one of the best things, like beauty things I've ever done for myself was laser. How to feel more confident in your body when getting intimate with a guy. I think simply the mindset shift of being like, this guy is so lucky he even gets to see this part of me that no one else does. He is so lucky, like puts you in a confident state of mind. You're like, yes. Because clearly if you guys are, you know, doing things together, exploring, he's into you. He finds you attractive. And I feel like not that you should get all of your confidence from that, but obviously they're with you for a reason. And so that's one part of the pie. But the bigger and more important part is obviously having that confidence come from within yourself. And I think the best thing you can do is just like enjoy yourself, enjoy it, be in the moment, and not worry about what your body looks like, which is so valid because obviously it's like a very vulnerable thing. But I think what really helps is getting used to your body, which sounds like a weird way to phrase it, but honestly, the more you are accustomed to like seeing yourself in the mirror, like naked, honestly, you're just like, yeah, this is my body. This is what I look like. Slay. I feel like what's also helpful is focusing, like putting your focus on other things when you're in this moment. Just be in the moment. Because when you're in your head thinking about like, oh, how do I look? Do I look weird? Like, are my rolls short? Like, no. First of all, no one cares. Neither should you. And honestly, with anything in life, anything that you're doing, things are so much more enjoyable when you're not so like internal and beating yourself up about things. So just be in the moment. How to cope with mourning your teenage body while becoming a woman. This is so valid. I never realized that women go through a second puberty. And so post high school, like college age, I was just going through all these body changes. I suddenly grew boobs and gained some weight, gained some more curves. And at the time, I really struggled with that. Now I'm like, I love my body because I look like a woman now. Like, I'm not meant to have the body when I was a teenager because I'm not a teenager. I am 23. This is the body that's gonna carry babies one day. You know what I mean? This is the body that literally is the vessel for my life. And so I feel like I've made a lot of internal shifts in my mind about how I view my body, which has really helped. I know it's not always as easy as that, and I get that because I've been there. But yeah, there was a time where I was just so toxic about it, and I would like try on force things to try and fit me that I wore in high school. I was a size like 26 waist, for example, like my jeans. Honey, I haven't been that size since I was a junior in high school, maybe a sophomore. And so I would just be toxic and be like, oh, I need to try and fit into these again, or work out super hard and eat well so I can fit into these again. No, my body changed. That's okay. I'm growing up and my body is growing up with me. I'm not going to have my teenage body forever, thank goodness, because I'm not a teenager anymore. It's okay to mourn that. I know I did for a while, and just like donating things that no longer fit me. And yeah, it's okay to mourn that. And it's so normal because you're so used to your body being a certain way that when it changes, it's kind of jarring. But just know you're not alone. So many of us also go through this, and yeah, we're in it together. How often do you go to the OBGYN? Okay, maybe I wasn't being crazy earlier, and it is called an OBGYN. But I always thought that OBGYN meant if you're pregnant, and a gyno is just if you're like you're going for your normal checkups. I'm stupid, so let's just disregard that. How often do I go? Honestly, like once a year, because well, in America at least, I get a reminder once a year to go get the pap smear. Ever since I turned 21, this is a reminder that I need to go do that. But yeah, I think staying on top of it is really important just because you always want to catch things early if there is anything. And just to stay on top of your health, especially in your 20s, especially in your 30s, honestly, just as a woman, there's, you know, things that we need to check on and keep on top of. So I think it is really important to go. I know it can be really scary. You're not alone in feeling that, but you can do it. You can power through it. Pap smears, I promise, are not as bad. I also don't want to, like, if you have the worst experience ever, you be like, Ava lied to me. I honestly thought it was going to be a lot worse than it was. It was a fleeting thing, kind of similar to what I was saying about laser. Like, it was uncomfortable for a bit and like slightly, ooh, that does not feel good. But it's not like I was sore after. It's not like there was like after effects. But yeah, it is kind of scary to go to the gynecologist, especially if you're new to it. You're like, what is going on? This is all scary. Why are they opening up me? Why are they opening me up with this metal tool? Yeah, it can be a little traumatizing. I think finding someone that makes you feel really comfortable is really important. Finding a gynecologist that makes you feel really comfortable is probably like the most important thing you could do, because obviously they are gonna kind of like make or break your experience. So be picky when it comes to choosing like who you're gonna go to for your woman's health doctor. How do you keep your routines, eating well, working out during your period? Sometimes I straight up just don't. And I used to be in a place where I would just get super down on myself and just be mean to myself. If like, I'm on my period, but I still need to like, it's grind time, let's go. No, our cycles affect us so much more than I think a lot of us even realize, me included. There's so much I don't know about my cycle. And I would love to be educated more on it. Obviously, there's like cycle syncing and stuff. But there's a reason you feel certain ways throughout your cycle. There's a reason you crave what you crave while you're on your period. It's okay to eat chocolate on your period if you are craving that. It's okay to take it slow. I try to just do my best to give my body what it needs when I'm on my period versus what I want it to do. Like when I am on my first day, you're not going to catch me doing a HIIT workout. Absolutely not. Like there is no circumstance. But to alleviate my cramps, I might go for a walk or I might do like a yoga stretch. I honestly think just treating your body with a love, especially during your cycle, and just knowing when to relax and give yourself that grace is really, really important. Ooh, this is a cute question. I'm really excited to answer this. What's your favorite thing about being a woman? One of my friends asked me this. This is so cute. There are so many things, obviously, but I think one of my favorite things is other women, like girlhood, womanhood, when girls come together and support each other. Like, oh my gosh, I could cry thinking about it. Like, I love my friends. I love doing girly shit. I love like getting ready with my friends. I love having a dinner with my friends, dressing up, like going shopping together. I'm like literally tearing up thinking about it. But yeah, my favorite part about being a woman is other women, feeling support and feeling love from other women, because there's just so much strength in that. And women are so like powerful, more than we even know and realize and like get credit for sometimes, I think. But yeah, I really like that question. That was so cute. How to deal with horrible period cramps. I'm with you. I struggle with this so much. My first day, don't talk to me. My first day of my period, Micah knows. It's time to get the heating pad out, feed me whatever I want, do all the cozy things, and be in fetal position for 8 hours. Honestly, this is something I've struggled with for so long. So just finding ways to alleviate pain, even if it's a little bit, has helped so much. Luckily, it's only really bad for day one of my period. Sometimes it lingers into day two, but it's truly so debilitating. And it's hard because I would say give your body what it needs, but sometimes you have to go to school, you have to go to work, which is just so hard because obviously like the 9-to-5 was not made for women. Like, it works great for men because men's hormone cycles are 24 hours, whereas ours are 28 days, which is just so crazy how different it is. But yeah, it's not always as easy as like, oh, just call out of work or call out of school. What I like to do if I have to be out, if I have something that I have to do and I'm dealing with horrible period cramps, for example, I have portable heating pads, which is so, so nice. I think the brand is called Hers, or wait, no, Rael, R-A-E-L, I believe. They're not the strongest, but it is a little bit comforting. It's basically a heating pad sticker. So you stick it on top of your underwear over like where your uterus is, and that sometimes helps alleviate a little bit of pain. Obviously like ibuprofen, I take like 800 milligrams of that if my cramps are really bad, and warm food specifically really, really helps. First kiss story, if you don't mind sharing. I'll keep it simple. 8th grade, just picture me being 6 inches taller than my 8th grade boyfriend at the time, bending over to peck him on the lips. It was more like me kissing him. Oh my god, talking about it makes me so itchy. It was nothing fairy tale. All of our friends were standing around us just like waiting for it to happen. And I think if I'm remembering clearly, someone was like, just do it already. And so, yeah, it was like a split second. And then everyone was like cheering and screaming. I'm horrified to share that. So please do not like put that information out there. I'm trusting you with this because I don't think I've ever shared that online, because it's kind of humbling and just like not the, you know what? All that aside, I don't care, because my first kiss with Micah, my last first kiss, you know something crazy about that? I don't think I've ever shared this story either. So the podcast listeners, you just always will get to know the tea. this is almost like psycho of me, because at this point, our first kiss, we were talking for like 3 weeks maybe. And this was maybe the third time we hung out, was the first time we kissed. Tell me why I'm literally sitting on this man's lap. He's trying to kiss me. I just know he is. He's like leaning in for it. I lean back and I'm like, but what if this is my last one? Like my last first kiss. Is that the right thing to say to the guy who you hardly know? I've been like talking to him on the phone for like 3 weeks. This is my third time hanging out with him. And I look him dead in the eye and tell him, what if this is my last first kiss? Bitch. But he wasn't scared. If that had scared him off, he wouldn't have been the one. But he was, because he literally looks at me and he goes, well, then we better enjoy this. I go, and that is when we lived happily ever after. That was just the best kiss of my life. Oh my gosh. I like get all shaky thinking about it. I can't believe, like, why would I say that? Why would I say that? Like, looking back, obviously, now that we've been together, it's like, oh, that's cute. But in the moment, it's like, girl, the audacity of that is crazy. I think I'm going to end with that. Hopefully not too many of you made it to the end of this episode, because those are all kind of like personal stories I wasn't planning on sharing, but I trust you to never speak a word to this to anyone or share it on other of my platforms. This is just our little secret. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that I answered some questions that were interesting to you. Maybe they helped you out a little bit. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I honestly really enjoyed recording this, even though it was a little more vulnerable than my other ones. But I really, yeah, had fun talking to you. So thanks for listening to me, yep, as you do every single Wednesday. And yeah, I'll talk to you all next week. That was everything on my mind.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.